The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, the Sharks are back at it against the Calgary Flames as the NHL season resumes here in the Bay Area after an exceedingly impressive and exciting Olympic tournament in which four members of the San Jose Sharks not only represented their respective countries brilliantly, but also represented the Sharks organization and the city of San Jose exceedingly well. Of course, lots of attention was placed on the Sharks' 19-year-old superstar Macklin Celebrini, who was one of the best players in the entire tournament, capturing a silver medal with Team Canada. But now it's time to play hockey here, and Celebrini says that he's bringing a lot from his Olympic experience to the stretch drive of the regular season.
I think just the mindset, and like I said, I think I learned a lot while I was over there, just being, around our coaches, some of the best coaches in the league, and some of the best players in the world and some of the best players that I've ever played. And just their mentality, some of the things that they preach, and the message around our locker room over there, I think I can bring some of that back and just know what it takes.
Celebrini and his teammates all look forward to the pressure and the attention that they're going to get from here on in.
We want to take those next steps, and all this comes along with it, the fans, the attention, and we want those expectations. We want that pressure, because that means we're doing a good thing and we're trending the right way. So I think just at the end of the day, all this comes into it. And hopefully you guys come back more.
Philip Kurashev, who represented Team Switzerland in the Olympics, is really excited to get going and says that his Olympic experience helped him prepare for what looks to be a strong drive to qualify for postseason action in the NHL.
I was kind of thinking about that a little bit. I kind of felt that like feeling of you're playing for something big, and in those meaningful games, the knockout games, it's kind of like a playoff, right? It's not a series, but it's still like it's a one game knockout, and it was just such a great experience, I think, for myself, and just to have that feelings, and to do whatever you can for the team and to go for that. And yeah, I really hope we get to experience that here and go on that run. That's all I want to do. As a hockey player, you want to play to win games, to win championships. That's what you play for. You don't play for just for fun or for that. You want to win, and you want to get that feeling of being a winner.
Alex Wenberg, who represented Team Sweden, gave us some thoughts about what he'd appreciate the most from his experience.
No, I feel like right now, it's tough to leave it on a good note. I feel like give me a few weeks or something like that, I'm probably going to settle in and appreciate the whole experience a little bit more. Obviously, you're competitive, you want to win, and obviously we fell short. But just the experience, obviously, dream about playing an Olympic and then be there, have those games. And obviously, it's great games, a lot of fun. Obviously, losing in overtimes, but the experience there to just be in it's amazing. So I'm going to take that with me. But like I said, right now it's tough to reflect on it because, obviously, we don't want to lose in a quarterfinal and end up this way.
That bittersweet feeling could be said of Macklin Celebrini, too. You saw a determined and disappointed look at the same time when the silver medal was placed around his neck. It's an experience he's going to remember forever.
That just shows how close it is between winning and losing. And a lot of people say you learn more from losing than winning, and definitely did. Just that hurt. It hurt when they put the silver medal around our neck. We waited around there for about 30 to 40 minutes after the game, just standing on the ice watching them celebrate. So hopefully I got a few more chances at winning with Hockey Canada, and I get fortunate enough to be on those teams, and I'm going to remember that, especially as we get going with our group, just I mean, not taking for granted, just winning.
Bottom line is that Sharks hockey has got a very important challenge ahead of them. They're 5 points out of the last playoff spot currently in the Western Conference after a bit of a snag in their season with a losing streak heading into the Olympic break. Mario Ferraro says that the upcoming games are absolutely critical, all six of them at home to start.
Yeah, it's you know, obviously it's a big homestand for us. We had a lot of travel in January. We didn't quite end the month of January the way that, you know, we were playing to get ourselves in this position to begin with. So, you know, the rest came at a good time, an important time, and I think that now it's about getting back on the horse right away, not letting any time go by. You know, you can maybe say a little bit of an advantage to be at home for the start of the break or for the start of the last quarter of the season after a well-needed break. So, you know, we're gonna have to get off to a good start. You know, we had a good week of practice this week. So, again, hopefully those guys that have come from Olympics have their feet still going and we ramped it up in practice enough to be ready to go.
All in all, the Olympic break was really important for the players that didn't perform in the Olympics. Vinny Desharnais, who spent some time with family, says that the mental break was as important as the physical.
Yeah, I think everyone kind of needed it physically, but mentally as well. It was a pretty big stretch until break. So yeah, it was a good time for us. You know, we didn't end break the way we initially wanted, but now we're recharged, and everyone is pretty excited to get back to it tonight.
While watching the games, Desharnais was really excited to see his teammates perform so well. Not just Macklin Celebrini, but also Pavel Regenda, Alex Wenberg, and Filip Kurashev.
Yeah, and all four of them did really well. It was so cool to see, like, watching those games. Like, it was my first experience of watching guys at the Olympics that I knew and that I see every day on a daily basis. But it was really cool. I had a sense of pride for all four guys that I think they represented the Sharks greatly, and you know, brought back a silver medal, which is awesome. And 19 years old to be able to do what he did is very impressive.
And Desharnais gave us his thoughts on the upcoming schedule.
I think it's going to be we're going to need a one game at a time mentality the next 3, 4, 5 games. There's some big games. There's lots of points on the table to grab, and yeah, just focus on tonight. There's 2 points on the table tonight, and once we wake up tomorrow, we can focus on Saturday. But I think the biggest focus right now is the first 10 minutes, first 15 minutes to just get our legs under us, get the momentum back, get the our cardio back. Because we can skate as hard as you want, you can work out as hard as you want. A game is different, so everyone's gonna feel it in the first 10, 15 minutes. So just to kind of get back at it, get our timing back, and most of it, have fun. We've been away from the game for 3 weeks, and we just gotta we're playing hockey because we all love it, and we just gotta get back to it.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Bay Area sports legends take center stage May 14th in San Francisco at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony for the class of 2026. Two-time World Series champion with the Giants, Brandon Crawford, joins four-time Super Bowl champion with the 49ers, Jesse Sapolu, plus a trio of Cal Bears, Missy Franklin, Eddie Hart, and celebrated rugby coach Jack Clark, as they're all honored at the Hyatt Regency Embarcadero on Thursday, May 14th. Get tickets now at bashof.org.
With the NHL app, you can listen to every NHL game right from your phone. And with home and away broadcast feeds, you choose your way to listen.
And he scores!
Whether you're at work, at the gym, or stuck in traffic, the NHL app puts you right in the action all season long. Every team, every game, everywhere you go. Download the NHL app and never miss a moment.
Yaroslav Askarov gets the start in net for the Sharks, and no real surprises as Macklin Celebrini is back in action, playing alongside Kiefer Sherwood and Will Smith. Head coach Ryan Warsawski has some thoughts as to what's really needed tonight against the Flames team that's beaten the Sharks twice this year.
Yeah, it's just about getting into people. And again, it doesn't mean we're looking for open ice Scott Stevens hits. We're looking for getting into people, get people up against the glass so we can get numbers on pucks, stop the motion, and just protect, you know, the inside ice, the dangerous ice. And, you know, you watched some games last night, you know, from teams not playing, there's some loose defensive responsibilities that are – there's some breakdowns. And we need to almost learn from, you know, last night and watching those games. And we really have to stress how we have to defend with some purpose and urgency tonight.
Join us for all of the exciting action. The Sharks and the Calgary Flames at SAP Center tonight. Drew Remenda joins me with the broadcast starting at 6:30 Pacific time right here on the Sharks Audio Network. Tune in on the app, online, and on terrestrial affiliates near you. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.